Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Well, I'll tell you this. I agree with him because sometimes what I do is I dress up as a woman and I'll go to various gay clubs.
Okay.
And I will actually have intercourse with men.
Why?
To show them how wrong it is to have gay sex.
Well, how do they learn?
Lord Jesus speaks through me. So if he speaks through me, he must speak through my semen. So when I come, when I ejaculate the goodness of the Lord in their buttocks and anal cavity, it absorbs Jesus into their body. I'm given the spirit. Have you heard of holy water?
It's
like that, but stickier.
I don't think you're sending that message.
I think that you're just lost because you're a woman and your brain is smaller. You don't understand.
I think you're just pleasuring men.
I am not pleasuring men. What I'm doing is showing them the sin of their ways. And God says in the Bible, to teach you must act. So I am acting like a homosexual and going out there and putting my penis in their butts.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And
it says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. Today is December 23rd.
Ooh.
2015, 2 days away from
It's Christmas Eve.
Yes, it is. It's Christmas Eve Eve.
Do we have like a jingle bells button so that we can just constantly
here, you
be
know
playing
what? Why
jingle
don't you
bells?
Why don't you lower that? I'll play some Christmas.
Is that good?
That's okay. That's a little. I was a little louder, but anyway.
Oh, you can't hear it?
I'll play some music. Here. No, I heard it. It was super loud. I was being sarcastic.
Oh.
Welcome to the show. Join tonight, three man show. Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian.
Merry
Lopez.
Christmas, everyone.
And Joel Dutch Van Wingerden.
Hi.
Just hear those slaves.
And I am Royce Lopez.
I hate Christmas music.
This is actually the only one that I've been playing has been from the Bill Murray special. It's the only one that I'll listen to.
Was he doing this like tongue in cheek, or was he trying to do this for serious?
Dude, a lot of it—that's the first question I asked when I was watching it,
and that was the question I continued to ask while watching.
And then you realize it's fun. It's Bill Murray funny. I don't know if that makes sense, but
Bill Murray was doing it seriously, which made it funny.
Which made it fun. Like he knew what he was doing. Like
okay,
here's what he was. It was Bill Murray's Christmas special, but it was still scripted. If that makes sense, like it wasn't like an actual Christmas. It was like Bill Murray was playing himself. For example, and at the premise of it, he's supposed to be doing this big Christmas special, but it gets snowed out, so nobody shows up. And at one point, he pulls like Chris Rock was walking in. He just pulls him off the street
and makes him sing with
and
him.
And Chris Rock cannot sing,
not at all.
And makes him sing with him. It's actually pretty cool.
Okay, so it is all tongue in cheek kind of thing,
right? But like the song I played in the beginning, I know you probably went to go smoke, but that was him and Jenny Lewis doing "Baby It's Cold Outside," and they would do duets. And basically, what would happen is one person would sing it. for real and Bill Murray would do his typical sarcastic, you know, stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is him and Miley Cyrus. Miley Cyrus is not attractive, by the way.
Not anymore.
She's too skinny.
And it's like, we've all seen it now. She's trying too hard to be like the naked girl.
George Clooney was in this special, too.
When did it air?
It's on Netflix. You go watch right now.
You know what?
Oh, okay.
I have to say that I do really... I love watching after someone goes through this weird breakdown as a like a pop singer that goes from a child star to adulthood, but then they clean up their act later. Like how, you know, Lady Gaga was wearing meat dresses for a while and now she's like on American Horror Story and awesome.
She's like doing all this, like just trying to be like the female version of Tony Bennett because she's constantly singing with Tony Bennett.
Right. Yeah, that's what I like. I like that she got like her mental breakdown out of the way and then picked herself back up. It's like the Robert Downey Jr. story.
Here's Bill Murray with Chris Rock. Please notice the sweaters they're wearing.
The sweaters are pretty fantastic.
Said the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what
I see?
It's so way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night with a tail as big as a car.
And I know you, podcast listeners are seeing this. Chris Rock's face is wonderful.
He's so disturbed.
With a tail as big as a kite.
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
It's coming in like just a half a beat.
Singing I know.
The sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
All right, I'll stop.
That's great.
You get the gist.
That's great.
That's pretty much. It was actually very good. But like I said at the beginning, it's just him singing and what he's singing a real song. I'm like, is he for real? Is this for real? But then as it goes on.
You kind of realize.
You kind of see what he's doing. But
Doc says there's rumors that Bill Murray and Jenny Lewis are dating.
Yes,
because of, and I played it at the beginning, but Jenny Lewis played.
She's in the special. So we're wondering, did they meet on the special? Were they dating and then she got on the special? Or was it just a rumor because they did a special together?
She plays a waitress in this.
This is the nicest and
this,
thing that's happened
this for the podcast people because they don't hear the beginning.
It's Christmas Eve.
She plays a waitress and
powers out.
They sing this song. Storm now again, by the way, Jenny Lewis is a really good voice.
She's angelic.
Yeah.
For now.
Oh, the guy in the piano was what's his face from the
Paul,
from Paul Schaefer from the
Paul Schaefer, yeah.
Because baby, it's cold outside.
Here you go.
Yeah, it was a star-studded cast. I gotta
can't
give it
you
to
stick
Bill.
Around?
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
He just hands her a mic.
I've got to go away.
I'm not kidding. It's really cold out.
This evening has been so very nice.
I've been hoping that you drop in.
Oh, and the guy in the back is the guy that sings. It's
Buster Poindexter is a bartender.
Oh wow!
And after the song is over, they had the band Phoenix sing a song.
It's weird.
Too darn pretty to worry.
Well, maybe just a half a drink more.
Okay, you flip the records while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's really bad out there.
What's in the street?
You couldn't get a cab if your life depended on it.
I wish I knew how to break this spell.
This is so corny, but your eyes look like starlight right now.
He's fucking ridiculous.
I ought to say no,
I'm
sir.
Gonna move in much closer.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
Duly noted, you have tried.
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out on me, please.
Oh, but it's cold outside.
Bill Murray's
he's treading that line where
yeah,
it's like,
exactly.
Is he not? But it's still funny and entertaining either way.
Bill, and by the way, Bill Murray's that dude that at that age, he could date Jenny Lewis and people would, Bill Murray, you know? Like people
Bill fucking Murray, are you kidding me?
people would still fucking line up. Like to, like I always say, like the things that he says when, you know, he walks up to people, strangers, and he says it. He walks up to people that know who he is, and he just whispers to them, "They'll never believe you." And walk away. Because it's true. Imagine if you tell that story, Bill, you'll be like, no, he didn't. You fucking liar.
You know how much of a just a credit boost he got after the Chive came out?
Oh, yeah.
And their whole thing is just having Bill Murray's face and it's just Bill fucking Murray. And like, yeah. that was it. Like, they sell those shirts and they, you know, really well selling. And it just came out of nowhere, too. Like, you hadn't really heard anything about him for a long time. And then, yeah, that came out.
Yeah, no, he's a... he's hilarious. Like, obviously, I mean, I'm understatement of the goddamn year, but
yeah,
Bill Murray's funny.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing that I would say is he doesn't really make any more. He makes movies, but he doesn't really make any more Bill Murray type movies. Does that make sense? Like,
he doesn't really need to.
No, I know. Like, he does a lot more.
He transformed from being an actor to playing himself in movies.
Like, he does these indie projects and, you know, like the Life Aquatic movie and stuff like that. Not that it's bad. It's just like Lost in Translation. There's another one, you know, like, wasn't that like one of ScarJo's first movies?
Or when he was in Zombieland playing Bill Murray.
No, him in Zombieland was, that's Bill Murray comedy. Like, what he was doing was fucking funny.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but you know what I mean? He was
underrated movie, by the way.
Oh, Zombieland's amazing.
I thought it was very, very funny.
Okay, now we might as well. Favorite Bill Murray movie?
Well, you got to go with Caddyshack.
Oh, very good. Very good, but you know what? I wouldn't say my favorite. I think that's still more of a Rodney Dangerfield movie than it's a Bill Murray movie. Murray?
But he kind of steals it. That's
no, he does. Point. He does. And of course, it's even more impressive when you find out that 99% of his things were improv'd.
Oh, yeah. They made up half, but that's a good one. Half the shit as one.
Marie, what about you?
I'm going to have to look up his IMDb because honestly, I feel like I'm going to forget something.
The Man Who Knew Too Little. I know you like that one.
Oh, I love that movie.
I've never seen that one.
It's
good.
Oh,
it's great.
Mine? While Marie thinks of her.
Mine
is Groundhog's Day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. To me, that I could watch that movie over and over again. I mean, no pun intended, but I could.
Yeah, I mean...
Why haven't I made that a button yet?
Yeah, why is that a drop? It really should be.
I'll do it right now.
Anyway. My favorite movie is Life Aquatic, but Bill Murray's best comedic performance is Ghostbusters, Doc Wheatley says. Life Aquatic is a good... It's not bad. It's just not
I never saw it, but I heard What About Bob is a good one.
Oh, What About Bob is great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's my favorite. Yes, Ghostbusters, he's hilarious in it, obviously. Actually, it could be argued that he's even funnier and even funnier in the sequel.
For me, it's probably Groundhog's Day, but The Man Who Knew Too Little is a great movie that no one talks about anymore.
Yeah, because that was like towards later on when he was, before he went,
Oh, yeah, I get it. And Ghostbusters, of course, is Ghostbusters, but...
Only a Carpathian would come back to life now. So that's one of my favorite scenes of all time. Yeah, I mean, that's mine. And I guess I've had to pick my second favorite Bill Murray movie. Shit, man.
I gotta be honest, I don't think I've seen too many Bill Murray movies. I mean, I've seen, obviously, you know...
Now that you think about it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I scrolled by, I'm like, nope, I haven't seen that.
He's very selective about roles, too.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't take everything that's thrown at him. I think one of the stories was when Dan Aykroyd sent him, before they were rebooting the Ghostbusters, Dan Aykroyd sent him a script for Ghostbusters 3 and he immediately shredded it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's
heard they had a bunch of different rewrites on that one.
He's going to be the voice of Baloo in the new Jungle Book movie.
Who is Bill Murray?
Is it real life or is it animated?
It's CGI. So it's the human is a real human and the animals are CGI'd, yes.
Oh, okay.
So he's playing Baloo.
Yeah, I was going to say, they had that Jungle Book movie from years ago that was like real life.
And like the dumb things he does, like the movie, for example, the new Dumb and Dumb movie was terrible. It was not good, but he was in it. And he was in it, but you never knew it was him unless you saw the credits. They apparently in the movie, they were living, because they needed to make ends meet, Harry and Lloyd, they were living with a meth dealer. But the whole movie, he had a mask on and covering his face, so you never saw who it was, but it was Bill Murray. Like, he does weird things like that.
Pour a great drink, Lloyd.
Yeah, he's just, I don't know. But, you know, he's, I guess he did make Garfield, which was terrible. But then it's a kid's movie.
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
I don't think that that's the one thing that bothers me is like when there's a shitty movie. Well, it was a kid's movie. I don't know if you're allowed to get away with that anymore. Because there's a lot of good kids movies out there. Inside Out, Toy Story,
Lego movie,
obviously.
You know, here's something.
I would have named that one first, Phil, if you actually put us in the Lego Movie 2.
Fuck that. I don't want to be in the Lego Movie 2. I want our names to be mentioned in the Han Solo movie you're making. That'll be bigger for us. So do that.
I think it makes more sense, though, if we have a voiceover credit.
I'd rather be one of the droids. Beep, boop, boop. Did I do it right? Beep, beep, boop, boop, boop.
Woo!
There you go. See? Boy, there's our droid voices.
I like the droid noise of I'm surprised about something.
Yeah. Speaking of, we talked a little bit about it yesterday, but did you watch Star Wars?
No, I haven't, no.
Good.
Good. So. Very no spoilers.
Good. It's very good.
Don't pull a hammy.
We didn't spoil anything.
Don't. It's very good.
I heard it was. I mean, dude, I was looking at like Rotten Tomatoes. It's got like a 96% or something like that.
It's...
And every critic in the country has seen that one, so that's a good average.
And here's why I believe it was so good. Without giving any spoilers, because I know there's still people are waiting on Christmas to see it because they're out of time off. So I will say that the reason it's so good is number one, J.J. Abrams fucking is always good. Like he doesn't make bad. He was so good in the Star Trek movies and all that.
Right.
But J.J. Abrams, he did a really really good job of mixing the old feel of the original three movies with the new CGI, that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
Like, for example, you see all this cool, like, blaster fire that looks really like, you know, Star Trek, really new and modern. But then he would have the old school, like, star swipe, you know, like to the next scene. Like,
oh, cool.
Yeah. So it was
something that I liked.
It was really, really different. I liked it.
Oh, something
cool.
that I liked that always bothered me with the first ones was that the words weren't cut off in the side of the screen when they do the intro, like Star Wars, like three paragraph preamble. Because the first ones, it's like you have to wait until the words are halfway through the screen to read the sides of the paragraphs, and they actually centered it right. I was happy about that.
I've always thought that, you're not like the only OCD person.
That bothered me.
That was always annoying.
And that's cool. And I was telling Marie, my only, and I wouldn't call it a complaint, but it's just the way it is that when characters like, for example, and I use Chewbacca, he's the best example.
Chewie?
When you have Chewbacca and you have him wearing the same exact, the guy's wearing the same exact suit from the original, trilogy, it mixing in with the new droids and the new stuff, it makes it look dated. Does that make sense?
That's, oh, it didn't work then.
No. It's not that it was bad. It's just like, for example, Chewie in the old movies, you never questioned it because that's what it looked like. But in this movie, since it's the same exact suit,
it's like, oh, there's a guy in a suit and everything else is CGI.
And everything else is cool, which, by the way, minor complaint considering how good the movie is.
I was going to say, let me ask you this. If you were a kid watching this for the first time,
I would love it.
Would any of them pick up on that? Like, would they be like, that looks old and that looks new?
I don't.
Like, or was that there just kind of a throwback to a testament to people our age who were kids when those movies were.
For example.
A kid might find that weird because it wasn't CGI'd. And kids are used to things that aren't human being CGI.
Let me give you an example of something. Again, everything we're saying is going to be no spoiler, so don't worry about it. But there's a point when they're on the Millennium Falcon in the new movie, and they hit...
What?
But yeah, it's in the trailers.
Oh.
They hit that chess game that they have, that they were playing in the other... You know, the little stop-motion chess game that Chewie and Han were playing in the original three.
Yeah.
It's the same exact graphics from the original three movies, but in this movie. So that's cool. It actually worked.
It's more of a throwback to the original
fans. I would say more of an homage. Yeah. Like, you know, seeing like C-3PO's in the movie. He works because since so many years have gone by, they just made him look older and dated. Like, you know, like he would be, you know, but I would say that it was the best you could do with what they had. And as a matter of fact, I heard the next movie, J.J. Abrams, I was reading an interview today, say he's regretting he's not directing the next one. He's producing it, but he's not directing it.
Who's directing it?
The guy who did Looper.
That gives me nothing.
I don't know his name either, but the guy who did Looper.
Okay.
That's that time travel movie with Bruce Willis.
I've seen it, yeah.
500 Days of Boredom. But again, I want to watch it again. It's very good.
Yeah, we haven't
Oh,
I just chose not to see it in the first like week or two because I don't feel like getting there that early just to get a semi-decent seat.
Nope. So. You see, that's what we thought. Went Sunday night. It was empty for the IMAX 3D showing. Empty.
Really?
Yep. Yeah. We were worried about the same thing. We got there like early and we're like, we were a group of 10. We all sat together.
We thought we were going to have to split up.
And by the way, the 3D in this is real. We saw it in 3D.
See
it
in 3D?
Dutch, watch it in 3D. There's not many movies where you still have that old feeling of like where you want to touch the screen.
Yeah.
This movie had it.
I'm trying to think of the last movie I actually saw in 3D. It's been a long time. Because it's never been like a real, because maybe it's just, because I could never do the 3D thing with the books growing up. Remember that fad? That was in like the late 90s.
Right.
So I have a hard time, even with the glasses on, seeing 3D. Maybe I need to go to a doctor. I don't know. But I'm trying to think of the last one I saw. I know what you're saying.
It didn't bother me.
I know what you're saying, but I think they've gotten better. I really do think they've gotten better with it. I used to have the same problem.
But you
Dutch.
Know what it used to be? It used to be like, woo, let me put something like it's touching your eyeballs this and it makes you go like cross-eyed. That.
This just
I
gives,
think the last one I saw, I think, was Avatar in 3D.
This actually gives just more depth.
Yeah.
And Avatar messes you a little bit more because everything is CGI'd in Avatar 2. In this movie, there wasn't a lot of space battles. There wasn't a lot of space dog fights. The dog fights took place in the atmosphere of planets, which was fucking cool. It was fucking cool.
They haven't done that in a while.
Seeing rebel fighters fighting on like above a planet, it was pretty badass.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Kind of like the way just our jets do it now.
Exactly.
Like if that were to, like a Top Gun kind of thing.
Exactly.
Cool.
It was really good. Harrison Ford in it, he was great. You know, I mean, he played the role great. And there's a lot of little throwbacks, a lot of little jokes to the
I heard the
movies.
One complaint was that it wasn't a complete movie. It was setting up for the next one.
It was.
Yeah.
So it was A New Hope.
Yeah, that's how they are. I mean, it was complete in terms of it did have a beginning, middle, and end, but it left way more open than so much. This movie made me more excited for the next one than I thought I was going to be.
It's a true trilogy, not a complete movie that they're just going to make two more of.
You know what? But you know what it is that, and you know why I said the same thing to Marie after the movie. I have been so used to, because when I saw Star Wars, all of them were out. So I was already used to, I'm going to watch this and this and this one. So it just felt complete.
Right.
You know? With this one, it's like, fuck, I got to wait 2 years. You know, it's
Especially like in the binge watching era that we're in now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, the Netflix age where you can just watch your shows back to back if you haven't caught up on
them. It's my Star Wars and I want it now.
Exactly.
And it's funny because we were talking about that to change topics just a little bit. But do you think that the binge watching is good? The way things are set up now, do you think it's good or bad?
Good, and here's my answer why. So that you don't have fucking Lost happen again. You force shows that are putting the whole season out in one time on Netflix. You know that they had to think about the ending when they started the beginning.
That's a very, I like that. That's a very good point.
Because that, yeah.
I like that.
Because that that's show, a very good I don't point. Think the people who created that show thought they were going to get past like two seasons.
No. As a matter of fact, that was J.J. Abrams. As a matter of fact, I was reading in J.J. Abrams.
He was the director. He wasn't the writer so much, was he?
He was heavily involved.
Okay.
J.J. Abrams is the one that pitched it to ABC. And he initially, and this is true, I was actually just reading about it today. It's funny you mentioned Lost. He lied to get the show for the show to be picked up. He said that it would be all scientifically explained, which it wasn't, that the smoke monster would be answered within halfway during the first season, which it wasn't until season 6. He said that what else did he say? He said that certain major characters did it. It's a bunch of lies. What happened was Lost was doing so good at that point. It was like once it's on the air,
What are the executives going to do? Pull the plug on it? Be like, oh, he lied to us.
Perfect.
This is going to happen.
Perfect example. Here's another one like that. Robert Kirkman, the guy who created The Walking Dead.
Yes.
He lied and said because at first the networks did not want to touch it. He lied. And he said that, no, it's going to turn out that later on, aliens are the ones that caused the virus just to thin out humanity. He never intended to do that, but he just said that to the network. Oh, that's so cool. And the network picked it up.
If I was a network exec, I'd be like, stupid.
They're idiots.
Why wouldn't it be a virus?
Because they're
stop it.
Idiots. And he did.
He knew how to sell it to the idiots that run that shit.
I guess he must have known what they were looking for. Yeah. And,
ooh, aliens. I'm sold.
And of course, there's not going to be any aliens in it. That's so stupid.
I want to be in on like a legit pitch meeting at a major network just to see like what the questions are that come from the people who choose the programming, because they have been striking out left and right. Like every once in a while you get a gem
right
here and there. But on the whole, the actual, like, you know, NBC, ABC, CBS, like all they're terrible at show programming.
I know. Absolutely. I would only say the only network shows that I watch is two of them. And that's The Blacklist. And that's because James Spader's so good. And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because I like Marvel. But besides that, no, I don't really watch any network shows. And I know I sound like a hipster. And the other day,
what about The Flash?
Oh, well, yeah, that's right. Arrow. That's CW. Yeah. That's a good point. I do watch those,
but
too.
But does that really count?
I think Dutch is talking about like the big
NBC,
the
major, ABC, yeah, the big five. CBS, TBS.
Yeah. Because again, networks like CW, I was reading about that too. Their expectations of ratings are so much lower than NBC. Like a show on NBC, like the highest rated show on CW is The Flash. Uh-huh. If you were to move that show to NBC and it got the same ratings, it would be canceled in a year.
Oh, I see.
Because their expectations are so low, they give writers more creative freedom.
Well, what does NBC want? A new Friends?
Yes. Look.
That's what they're looking for. Yeah, they're looking for Seinfeld. Looking for Friends.
Lost. They're chasing the dragon is what it is.
They're chasing the smoke monster?
Yeah.
The best way that these networks make money, like the biggest money maker for them, I was reading it a while ago.
Except, oh, Dutch, we forgot. NBC's The Slap.
No!
Oh, The Slap. Yeah, there you go.
No! Yeah. No! No!
Doug but Wheatley
the
says...
The way that they make money...
Hogan's
is up! ...is through syndication. Because yep. They... will then, you know, sell it out to TBS and all these other cable channels who have to pay money to NBC to have the rights to air The Big Bang Theory, you know, King of the Hill, all these shows. That's all they're looking for. They're looking for a show that they can then sell to other networks for syndication money.
Well, you know, it's funny, Dutch, that's a very good point. Like Disney used to do this all the time. And if we remember when we were younger, the shows like...
Nope, don't remember a thing.
I'm talking about Disney shows like Dark...
I started remembering right around age 5 or 6.
Mine was 4. But remember Darkwing Duck?
I was molested.
While watching Darkwing Duck. Mm-hmm. Remember Darkwing Duck and...
Darkwing Duck!
Duck!
DuckTales.
Woo!
And Tailspin, all those shows. Disney
Life
had this
like
thing...
like a hurricane.
Disney had this thing whenever an animated show, no matter how good it was doing...
Put a duck in it.
Once it reached... you fucking idiot.
Disney was like, we need more ducks.
Once it reached 54.
They're hilarious. They have little bills and they talk.
I love this show.
Their little tails are adorable. It's easy to draw their flipper feet instead of hands.
Once a cartoon would reach 54 episodes, that's the exact number they needed to get syndication. So once it hits 54, no matter how good the show was doing, they would cancel the show because they knew kids were stupid. And they would just replay old episodes over and over again.
Kids are stupid.
And that's what every network wants. Exactly. That's like you were saying. They want the exact amount of episodes.
Well, that's how a good chunk of the revenue comes from that.
Yeah, of course.
From other networks playing their product.
Absolutely. No, so. I know. I mean, you know, that's what happens to a lot of shows. Now,
so I guess in their minds, it's let's just throw fucking everything at the wall. Let's just have every show do a 6-episode run and just see what grabs America's fascination.
Right.
And then, you know, we'll just take up, you know, advertising spots, you know, because there's no money against us to advertise our own shows. Because I don't know if you noticed, when we watch like network TV, every fourth commercial is a ad for a show on the network.
Oh, no. Yeah. Of course.
So
can you imagine if a show like, let's say Firefly, for example, came out now on Netflix, it would be going on forever. It was good. It's just Fox treated it like garbage. And that's what happens with a lot of shows. They need immediate success right away. If they don't do it, they don't let a show grow. They don't let a show get better. they just go, that's it, it's over. And that's really...
Well, in this day and age, with the you know, the immediacy thing,
right.
Can you really let a show grow? Would you want to see the show like The Slap grow and get better?
No, but that's no. The exactly. whole concept of that show is
because
ridiculous.
Why do you need 8 to 10 episodes to talk about fucking slapping a kid?
Exactly.
Hogan's is up.
Everybody always wants to point towards Seinfeld in the right. fact that, like, you know, it didn't, you know, really garner a following until after like the third, you know, season.
And it was overrated.
Right. Well, people had really not a whole lot of options when that show first came out. The internet was just invented.
True.
I mean, like, now it's like you can't let a show grow because it's like, what's the point of doing that when everybody has every other, you know, form of entertainment they could pot between gaming, you know, just your shit on your phone,
right.
Netflix, binge watch, all that shit. You know,
I was saying
they kind of have to have the fast paced nonsense with it.
I was saying it the other day. I know I sound like a hipster when I said it. I didn't mean to. But I'm on Facebook. A lot of people are making jokes in relation to commercials. And I'm like, I don't get these jokes because I don't watch commercials anymore. Like, I don't get it. Like, and I'm not saying that for any other reason. I just don't. Not because, like, I'm super cool. I don't watch commercials. But more because all of my viewing, like, I would say about, I want to say a good 70% of the stuff I watch is on Netflix. And the other stuff is stuff that I could either get on demand or download it. Like, I don't really sit there and watch a show and watch the commercials. And I think that's the problem. I think, you know, we've always talked, especially with podcasting, how, you know, FM and AM radio is dying because they can't adjust to the market.
Well, that's, the FCC doesn't allow them
right.
to adjust.
This is what's happening to network TV right now. They can't adjust to what's happening. They don't know how to. Like, there was a new show, and I forgot which one it was, but it was one of the cable networks where they were trying to do the Netflix model, but it was on a regular cable network. And they were going to release the entire season in one day, show episode back to back to back, and have them all on demand, like Netflix, to see if it would work. You know, I don't know if it worked or not. I have no clue. But the only downside I would say, Marie, I do agree with every show has to be good, and the binge watching is great. We're never going to have, again, I'll use Lost again. We're never going to have a show like Lost when it was good, where you're between week one and week two, you're sitting there talking to all your friends about what do you think is going to happen next week? What do you, you know, there's also that aspect that's gone now.
No, it's not. We still did it with Fargo.
But because Fargo had a week between each episode. That's right. Why. And we're talking about if everything went to immediate.
Oh, if everyone did that. Sorry.
Right.
Here's another thing that we're not addressing is that certain channels have a clout of, okay, it's being put out on this channel like HBO. So it's got to be awesome. So they can be really selective.
You know why?
On the shows they put on. Whereas NBC, ABC, CBS, all the Fox, they've dug themselves in a hole where, like, nobody trusts their judgment for shows.
No.
So they just throw a shitload of shows at them.
Yeah, you know, and it's funny you say that. And the HBO has earned that reputation because they are
AMC's
very
earning that reputation.
And again, they're very selective.
Selective.
They're like the Bill Murray of cable networks.
NBC, yes, ABC,
the Bill
CBS,
Murray of cable networks.
The Fox channels. They're like the GMO food of television.
Right.
Oh yeah.
Where it's been so overprocessed, so overanalyzed, so meticulously constructed right. that it's no longer good. It like looks good on paper, but it's terrible for you.
Right.
It's because they have, like you said, because when you have that amount of money and you have executives going, well, we need to have at least 4 different focus groups on different types of people watching it. And then they give their, assessment on if the show is funny or entertaining right. and those are the ones we put out, whereas you got basically 8 dudes at HBO going, this show blows, no, or this show rules. Yeah, that's why right. you get things like Game of Thrones, The Wire,
right?
Oh yeah,
Sopranos, fucking things that
Boardwalk Empire,
Boardwalk, right? And like I said, AMC is that channel that's starting to get that clout like HBO
has.
Can
you believe that AMC used to just be a channel that showed old movies?
Yeah, all movie channel.
And
is that what AMC, all movie channel.
And then all of a sudden, they just took a gamble and exploded. Like,
well, they took a gamble, I think, on Mad Men, I think, was one of the first
Mad
ones.
Mad Men was one of the first ones. Then you have Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, Walking Dead.
And now the new Preachers TV show is coming out, too.
Preachers. And is Into the Badlands any good?
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I haven't either, but they're really promoting it during Walking Dead.
Yeah. But this way, I think, and this is true, even the worst thing on HBO is probably better than the best thing on NBC.
Yeah.
Does that, you know what I mean? Like, that, even the worst
thing. That is saying a lot.
Yeah. The worst thing on HBO.
I'd almost rather watch Sex and the City than anything that NBC has.
Yes. Because.
By the way, I mean, we always knock Sex and the City. That show was a juggernaut for that channel.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Entourage. But yeah, I mean, you know, and fucking Dexter. I mean, you go down the list of fucking
Dexter
shows.
Was Showtime.
Showtime, but HBO and Showtime, it's all the same shit.
I think they're two separate companies.
I think HBO has more clout than Showtime does.
I think they're two separate companies. It's the same type of channel where they can roll their, you know, their premium channels you can curse in.
Cinemax has The Nick, which is really good. Which is definitely worth watching. But yeah, I mean, you know, I love Netflix and considering how cheap it is, like, if you really figure it out, I was reading an article the other day where they were saying that torrent downloads have gone down like a humongous percentage because of Netflix.
Right.
Because Netflix figured out the exact price people are willing to pay to not go through stealing stuff.
Right.
They figured out.
Not go through the hassle of, is this a bad link? Is this thing going to be good quality? Is this going to be.
Am I downloading a virus?
I'm trying to think of the last thing I torrented. It was a while ago.
Well, Dutch, some fun news because you reminded me, and I said it yesterday, but you need to know this. A bunch of DVD screeners have leaked online for Oscar movies, and one of them is The Revenant, the new Leonardo DiCaprio movie, and the other one is Hateful Eight.
Because a guy I work with said he just watched The Hateful Eight.
Yeah,
I was like, that doesn't come out to Christmas. He's like, well, I saw it on, and he named a torrent site. Yep. And I was like, oh, you got a screener copy.
It's
so that's real then, huh?
I haven't seen it yet, but I downloaded
it. It's the Christmas miracle, guys.
I downloaded it legally for anyone that's listening because
I would like to legally get it from you if that's
Well, don't worry. I will legally I will legally put it in the Dropbox for you later.
Is there a watermark on it?
I don't know. I haven't even watched it yet.
Oh, okay.
We could legally watch it together.
We were saving it to watch it in Branson.
Ooh, okay.
They should do that. When we're hammered one night, we'll put it on.
There you go.
We're not going to be drunk every night. But yeah,
speaking of Christmas miracles, have you guys ever had a Christmas miracle? For real?
Have I ever had a Christmas miracle?
Like something awesome happened around Christmas time?
I got a Nintendo 64 when it first came out. Does that count?
You weren't that kid in that video, were you?
No, I've seen it, but no, that wasn't me.
Sure.
I actually kind of felt like a dick. I remember it specifically. My parents were being really nice, and they got me, my brothers, they got everybody in the family when N64 came out. They got us annual passes to Disney. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's great. Thanks. I was like being really whatever. And then I was still sad. And I was like, why are you sad? I kind of wanted an N64. My dad's like, hey, asshole, look behind the Christmas tree. Behind the Christmas tree.
How old were you?
When did the
N64? I hope he called you an asshole.
He did. You know my dad. When did the
of course he did.
When did the N64 come out? I'll tell you how old I was. And I looked behind the Christmas tree, N64. And I felt
that's a miracle.
It's one of these days that to this day, I still feel like an asshole when I think about it. And I was like, I was such a dick.
Yeah, you were a selfish prick.
I was.
Think your dad was waiting for you to,
I think
to
so.
Say something?
It came out in 1996.
1996, so I was 14.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, fair enough.
So, yeah, I was old enough to be called an asshole.
There's video of me, because as long as my parents decided to have more than seven kids at a time, we've always done the whole Secret Santa thing between the siblings. So instead of buying a present for everybody, you just buy it for that one person. So you draw names out of a hat.
One good gift instead of 10,000.
Well, you're saying the siblings buy in between each other, and then obviously the parents always buy, you know, gifts for everybody. But anyways, so there's video
what about
of me,
Santa?
I think when I was like eight, maybe 7 or 8 years old, and my sister Amanda had me that year, and you know, it was the old VHS recordings, and she like gave me like 3 or 4 different presents. And the first one I opened up was like a pine cone that was like bedazzled and had paint because she was really artsy and crafty back then.
Oh, that's adorable.
Right. Well, looking at 7-year-old me, I hold it up and I look at it and go, I didn't want a pine cone. And I throw it over my shoulder. And then I look down, I hold the present. I'm like, is this the real present?
To be fair, though,
my mom and dad love playing that video. They're just like, hey, look how much of an asshole Joel was.
Oh my God. Why don't I give out fake, really terrible gifts and then give the real gift later?
So fast forward to last Christmas.
I'm going to start bedazzling pine cones.
My sister Amanda got me again. for like the, you know, since however many years later, she gives me, she holds my hands in a present, and the first thing I open up, it's a pine cone.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's hilarious.
I laughed till my sides hurt because I completely forgot about it. And then she actually gave me,
I think we have some,
like,
pine cones in the backyard. I'm going to get some glue and throw some glitter on that bitch, and I'm going to give it to my parents first.
Oh, actually, I have it right here. Hold on.
Oh, please. I want to see the pine cone.
I have it. Here you go. It's glitter and bedazzled.
Oh, my goodness.
I still have it in the box right next to
my desk. To be fair, I don't blame 7-year-old you, because that's a shitty present.
I know, but she was arts. I mean, she got me a real present. But like at the same time, she thought,
you give the fake present, like, first. Decoration.
The real present. Understand, I'm a little boy.
The real present was a porcelain pine cone.
So,
well, speaking of, 10-year-old is pissed her parents ruined her life by revealing the truth about Santa.
A 10-year-old?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, that's a little old.
No, I know, but she's pissed.
Believing in that,
she wrote a letter to their parents. I posted it in the chat, so I'm going to go ahead and read it
hold
for
up.
You.
That's is a that
weak
a draw?
Middle finger.
Let, is that a draw?
Hold on, let me read it. Calm okay. down. We're okay. gonna get to
okay.
it.
Okay.
You have no idea what you just did. I really try to believe. Everyone told me it's your parents. I can't believe you anymore. Is the Easter Bunny real? How about the Tooth Fairy? Huh? You just ruined a 10-year-old's life. Thanks.
10-year-old
child's life. Thanks. Nothing will make me feel better. You lied to me about something. Love that I loved. That broke my heart. And then she drew a little broken heart. Then on the right, she drew a little hand with a middle finger, and then it said hashtag middle finger emoji. So she drew a little middle finger emoji to her parents.
Maybe like their parents knew, like, she was an emotionally unstable little cunt. So that's the reason why they let her believe it for as long as they can. But here's the thing, is why was she mad? Is she mad that they lied to her? Or yes. that her friends made fun of her for so long.
I think she's mad because they lied to her, and because she was probably defending it to her friends because her parents.
Yeah,
kept
I really
the
tried to believe. Everyone told me it's your parents. I can't believe you anymore. Now, is the Easter Bunny about the Tooth Fairy?
I think you break the Tooth Fairy first, but it's funny, like, the things we do just because tradition, but think about it. When you think about the Santa thing and the Easter, we're just basically straight up lying to our kids. Like, you're straight up lying to them.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're lying to their dumb faces so they behave. Not for anything else, just so they behave.
Oh, yeah. The new thing now is the elf on the shelf thing.
Oh, my God.
Did we talk about that? I feel like we have.
No.
But either way.
No, oh, wait. We haven't. And I actually,
I have a story that I'm about to play the video for about the
perfect.
Elf on the shelf.
There
Thank
we go.
Thank you, Dutch. Girl calls 911 in panic over elf on the shelf.
Uh-oh, what happened?
Yeah, I'm about to play it.
Okay.
In panic.
Just panicked. Because
that
now,
will go this way.
Now, let's try to explain quickly. The elf on the shelf is this thing. It's been around for a couple of years where parents put this elf somewhere in the house and it's supposedly watching to them and reporting back to Santa if you're being naughty or nice. And
it's like not a little doll.
And yeah. It's not supposed to move during the day, but when the kid goes to sleep, you're supposed to move the elf to somewhere else each day to prove that he had gone to the North Pole and back.
How is
right.
he lying?
Because the idea is that the elf can't move unless the kid is asleep, but it's still watching all day long.
There it is.
Correct.
Izzy, Isabella, points to the two elves safely tucked in these stockings in the La Peruta living room.
It was an emergency. I was very nervous.
You see, somehow, what was on a shelf ended up on the floor while Mom was sleeping, Izzy making a desperate call to 911.
Hello?
Isabella.
Hi, Isabella. Why are you calling 911?
Then suddenly, this little girl panicked.
Don't come to my house, don't.
Okay.
Her elf was in trouble.
Yes, I was trying to call my dad, but he called you an accident.
You could just say you made a mistake, okay?
She tells me now that she was throwing a ball and accidentally hit her elf. But police came to this door, worried that she was in real trouble. Mom, Lynn Ann, woke from sleep to see her daughter trying to shoo the cop away.
She was hysterical crying. She was panicking.
I didn't want to get in trouble.
The officer radioed headquarters.
504 headquarters.
Go ahead, 50.
Okay, Isabella apologizes. He touched her elf on the shelf. She won't call 911 again.
Police, with their own Christmas cheer to hand out, are understanding.
To her, it was an emergency where she touched the elf and she's going to ruin Christmas. So that was her emergency.
So she did right.
In her mind, she did right, and it was fine with us.
And
Don't say that, you idiot, because now a bunch of kids are going to be calling for the same thing, you big dumb moron.
Izzy learned her lesson.
How old was this kid? Sam.
Seven-year-old.
Seven? Oh, it's got to be a last kid. If you're already teaching your kid what 911 is and when to use it,
yeah,
at that age, you definitely are a single parent.
So yes, Izzy, there is a Santa Claus. And just possibly later tonight, there may be an extra surprise for you.
Why do I feel like he's molesting me as he's talking?
I was thinking the same thing.
Later tonight, I'm going to stick my hog in your mouth. Jesus, damn.
I'm going to stuff your stocking.
Can you back that up?
I closed it. Sorry.
The Elf on the Shelf is a great tool to utilize well-behaved behavior from your kids.
Right.
Because I was overhearing a coworker's conversation to another person that has children, and he has a 2-year-old, and he's just like, I fucking love this toy because my 2-year-old now gets the concept of what the elf is doing, and I can threaten the elf on her every time she does something bad, and she'll snap right back into place. He's like, this is the best thing I've ever gotten.
Is it really the best thing to teach your kids to be good by lying to them?
How about
you be a little more of a disciplinarian type parent, right, so they won't have those issues in the first place?
It's just
does he do in July?
It's just making it seem this is how parents are teaching children how the internet is watching you, surveilling through your computers. It's a tactic
Big Brother early on.
Yeah, Big Brother's watching.
Interesting.
You.
Elf on the Shelf suck my cock. I don't know why we gotta fucking lie to kids. I don't have kids, so who the fuck am I to talk? I don't care.
But that's a different take on it, Marie. I didn't think about that. You're teaching about, look, somebody's watching at all times. Make sure that you're not doing, you know what I mean? Like, be good by yourself. Like, because you don't know if someone is looking through that webcam. You don't know this, that, the other thing.
No, I know. I mean,
interesting.
It is. But I just don't understand the whole concept of this whole, what does this lie do? Like, it's only to make kids act nice. Like, it's not like you get this joy.
It's parents being able to take a break for 2 months out of the year.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's also, I'm posting pictures of what people have done with their elves on the shelf. It's really hilarious.
It is funny.
I love the pictures that people do of Elf on the Shelf.
Oh, this guy shaved some of his buddy's head, then put an elf on the shelf holding the trimmers.
I like the pool party, the Barbie pool party.
Like, if I were a parent, this is what I would do to my elf on the shelf. Every day, they'd wake up and like, this one, the elf is getting butt fucked by Ken while Barbie is tied
up. What the fuck? Where do you even find that Barbie kid? What the fuck? Dude, that's like a whole S&M thing. That's funny.
All right, I think I'm turning around Elf on the Shelf here.
Dude, Elf on the Shelf is fucking amazing. I love all the photos that, like, just do Elf on the Shelf meme Googles. Like, it's fucking creepy what people do to it, man.
Especially if the, like, younger parents have a good sense of humor, but they're just doing this to keep the kid just shut up.
Exactly. Like, this one, someone duct taped it to the inside
Buzz
of a cabinet.
Buzz Lightyear holding the tape.
Oh, that's awesome. Like, that's so creative.
It's so creative. I absolutely love, like, this is the best holiday tradition I've seen in years.
Yeah, I mean, I get your whole point, though, Royce. Like, just how about we, because my parents never let us believe in the Tooth Fairy, Easter Bunny, or Santa Claus for even a minuta of a second. Whenever, like, we get, Mom, what's Santa? Santa's a devil. Only Jesus exists. Like, that. We immediately, weren't allowed to believe in any of it.
But did they tell you not to break it to other kids?
Oh, they encouraged it.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So, Santa doesn't exist, and you should tell all of your friends that they should believe in the only thing, baby Jesus.
But see, like, that's okay. The problem with that is that now they're having you fuck up other parents' bullshit. Like,
that's why I didn't have a whole lot of friends growing up, Royce.
Santa Claus isn't real. The Tooth Fairy isn't real. Easter Bunny isn't real. However, a magical baby born that can heal that's real.
A baby that was born from a mom who's never been fucked.
Yeah, that's the one.
Was able to moonwalk across water and then was able to resurrect himself after 3 days. There you go. That makes sense.
Matter of fact, it's starting to sound like Santa's way more plausible than fucking. If you think about it, it's silly.
I got a new job update.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. The whole thing is just, it's utter silliness.
I don't even know. Like, I couldn't even come up with enough evil, twisted things to do with my Elf on the Shelf that the internet has already come up with.
I was going
to
say, these are awesome.
They're so amazing.
They're so good.
It's so... Oh, my God. I even love this one. Someone took a picture of the elf grating the asshole of a snowman on, and marshmallows are popping out.
That one's actually very funny.
Like, what the fuck is wrong with people? I love it.
So funny.
I absolutely love it.
But here's the thing, too. I can kind of understand because half my friend, in fact, the majority of my friends have kids, including like my siblings and everything. I've seen them, you know, from ages 1 to 9, kids suck balls.
Now, here's
they're just dicks.
What do Jewish parents do? A mensch on a bench? Like, what do they do? Because, you know, for Hanukkah, do they have something similar?
That was a good one.
I mentioned a bench is a good thing. Did you just come up with that? Right
I don't
now?
Know. I guess. I never. Someone did this. Someone did a shitters full from Vacation Movie with the elf. Oh. They dressed him up in the robe. I like
that. They're all amazing. All of them.
I don't get the one with the Star Wars Lego toys.
She's holding
the firing squad.
He's holding the prince.
Prince Charming is on FaceTime watching her get shot.
Oh, Doc Wheatley says for the Jewish families, it's a banker on a tanker.
Oh, there you go.
That, yeah, okay, that's better actually.
Got it.
Every house would have to have a tanker, though. I wouldn't be.
Okay, last one. I promise I'll stop going down a hole. But someone put him face down with a
doing whippets.
Used whippet, ready whip out.
Doing whippets and there's bullets on the floor. That's pretty fucking funny.
What the fuck? It's so silly.
It's so silly, but think about it for 25 days and like you can come up with 25 new fucked up ideas
exactly.
What to do every night to wake up to. That's a great surprise.
Oh, mench on the bench is a real
mench
thing.
On the bench. There you go.
Oh, God, that terrible joke is a real thing. Ew. Who's he telling?
Wait.
Moses?
A new Hanukkah family tradition?
Apparently.
What the? Can we please, somebody get, Roy, call in. Give us a 954-573-2780. Tell us, is it just a picture or do you actually know about this?
Is
are you Jewish?
Is it real? Is this real?
It's got to be a joke.
Bench.
What is the background of this? Because it's this little Jewish doll that has a menorah.
No, it's a real doll.
It's a rabbi.
It's a real doll.
But who does he report back to?
Hold on.
Because the elf reports back to Santa.
Well, let's go to themenschonthebench.com for more information, shall we?
Let's hope he doesn't go to a report to a shower.
Oh, no, that's a terrible idea. Oh, it's a Shark Tank viewer. Hold on. Okay, so Shark Tank came up with it. Read the mensch rules.
Okay. Wait, who invested in that? Don't tell me it was that old broad who never invests in anything.
It's probably Mark Cuban.
There are 8 important rules you must follow when you bring a new mensch into your home. Rule number 1, name your mensch.
Not true. Rule number 1, everything has to be kosher.
Okay.
You do not talk about the mensch.
Okay. Yes. Well, then the next rule is name your mensch.
You don't talk about the mensch.
You just broke the first rule.
Okay, well, I'm going to break a lot of rules then. Okay. Name your mensch. Each mensch is special and should be a part of your family. Rule 2, Mosh was always trying to make the kids smile and have fun. Enjoy this holiday with your family. Have fun. Make your own traditions.
Who's
put
Mosh?
More Funicah in Hanukkah.
Ew! Ew! Ew!
Isn't that the Adam Sandler
Ew!
Song?
Ew! Boo, Wendy! Boo, Wendy, touch the burger! Boo! Boo, Wendy! Boo!
Rule
that
Wendy.
Makes sense.
Boo,
that's
Wendy. Liar.
Rule 3, every day of Hanukkah, make sure you give your mensch a shamash candle to hold. And
what's
every
a shamash
night,
candle? We are not educated in Hanukkah.
Use that candle to light your menorah.
Oh, the candle used for the menorah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Rule 4, menches are infused with Hanukkah magic. Make sure your kids know that if they behave, your mensch will let go easily of the shamash candle, but if they misbehave, he will hold it tight and they may not get any presents. This is a really weird...
I don't agree with these devil-worshipping Jews. I don't agree with them, in my opinion, because number one, it's a fire hazard.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a and Santa Claus, that's the devil.
But Christ...
Santa, Satan, same letters.
But Christ teaches you to light candles for silent night.
When you are lighting candles, For Jesus, it's fine. Look, think about all the Christmas and Jesus traditions. Put lamb's blood on your door. That's fine. Go kill a lamb in 2015.
So you think we should do that these days rather than mention a bench or elf on the shelf?
Paint blood. Yes,
I
correct.
I thought that was for Passover.
No, no, no. What you need to do
I don't
is
know where I can even find a lamb.
I'm coming up with my own doll. It's called The Pastor Is Your Master. Now what he does is we put him up on the mantle of the kid's room. So whenever he masturbates, he'll be afraid to touch his genitals, because then he's gonna.
Hold on, he's left.
He's gonna report back to the Archangel Gabriel that you are touching your penis, and it's not that you're not gonna get any presents, and it's not a lump of coal. You're gonna get a lump of hell. You're gonna go to Beelzebub's special place, and let me tell you, there's not reindeer and fucking elves there. I'll tell you what's there: fire and brimstone.
It seems like yours is more of like a threat than like the other ones are kind of like, you better be good so you can get fun stuff. This is
someone hasn't
don't
read.
Do something or you're going to die. Like, this is really more negative.
Someone hasn't read the Old Testament.
I have actually multiple times.
God turned sodomites. I'm looking at you, Brother Dutch, into what? Salt. Into salt.
I'm not a sodomite.
So the pastor is your master. It's coming out this Christmas.
So the point of it is that he masturbates, so you are afraid to?
Right. What happens is, thank you, Sister Marie. He has an actual two-proportion penis. And what I did was, because we had a budget here at the Holy Church of Forgiveness.
Okay, I was going to say, like, how big is this doll?
Well, the Holy Church of Forgiveness and Roller Rink, we share it with this other. Oh. It's this whole thing. Anyway, we use the old G.I. Joes with Kung Fu Grip, and what they do is they jerk their penis off all night. Now, to make the kids not scared, we put little red light bulbs in their eyes, like night lights, so it shines. So the red eyes are shining as it frantically jerks his penis all night.
That doesn't.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you feel like masturbating right now, Brother Dutch?
No, I don't.
Then it worked.
Oh, okay.
Then so this worked.
You're a good boy. If you
boy just, or girl, we don't want girls diddling themselves either.
No. So we're a good boy.
You know why?
Girls.
You know what? I did some research. Did you know a Barbie doll is the same circumference as the average penis? What do you think girls are doing at nighttime with those balls?
I don't know.
Stick it in their vagina, Dutch.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I didn't. I don't. I never.
Pastor
did.
Is your master.
I never did that.
You can follow us on Instagram. It's the real Pastor Is Your Master.
Wait, can you be a bad boy or girl in other instances, but as long as you don't masturbate, you're fine?
All we care about is the recording device that may or may not be inside of every single doll.
Oh, okay.
That connects via Wi-Fi and uploads to a private server. Don't worry. Don't worry. The server is secure. I'm using Windows 98.
You know, Pastor Roy, sometimes I think you give way too much detail on the stuff you shouldn't be giving detail on, and you glaze over things that we might actually need to know.
Look, here's the thing. If I tell that there's a recording device, people are going to be scared of it. I don't want people to be scared of this toy. Jesus teaches forgiveness. Now, I'm just doing what Jesus would have done had he micro-recording technology at the time. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's very particular about what you do with your genitals.
Okay.
You can pee with them.
Yeah.
You can circumcise them.
Okay.
But what you cannot do is insert a hard, delicious penis in your hand and jerk it off until Jesus juice comes out.
Okay.
Now, you said that earlier that you have a Windows 98. Now, I'm assuming, would you like our listeners to come up with like a little poster for, what is it called again? Pastor Is Your Master?
Pastor Is Your Master. Yeah, I would love
to design. Pastor Is Your Master doll?
Right. You can follow it on Twitter. It's at the real pastor_is_your_master. Apparently, the other one was taken. I had to get that name.
Oh.
But it's really easy long. To find. Yeah, well, you know what else is really long? The Vengeance of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's never ending. Okay.
I don't know.
So we're basically saying that as a show, we should take in, if people want to Photoshop or just, make little vignettes of pastor is your master, we should.
Right. I actually.
I kind of feel like
a marketing thing.
I kind of feel like that the only positive reviews for that doll will be from pedophiles.
What I want is I want one of them fancy pound sign things that are going around the internet.
You mean a hashtag?
Yeah,
hashtag,
that thing. Yeah. I want a pound sign thing, and I want it to be something witty, like pound sign, don't masturbate in front of the pastor is your master, or you're going to go to hell.
That's really long.
I mean,
we could do it, but it's just, it normally people try to shorten them up a little bit.
I mean, you might just want to do hashtag pastor is your master.
I was just informed, someone just sent me a text here on my Motorola Razr, and it says not to worry because we have McAfee antivirus on the Windows 98 server that's going to be holding all the nude videos.
Oh.
So we're going to be...
videos or nude videos?
New nude videos.
Oh.
So it's going to be perfectly fine. So I hope nobody worries too much. Look, my point is that let's put the Christ back in Christmas. Let's spell it out. Christ mas. Mas. Mas is Spanish for more. More Christ. Less masturbating. Amen.
All right.
Look, guys.
More Like Radio!
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
The Halls and Raw Shack Show is back on MoreLikeRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also... Oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Wyoming Nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge come.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play.
Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
It's from the official version.
Shit.
Wow. It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed off.
My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad about us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Dirty birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh, too.
For the last time, I'm pretty sure what's killing the crops is this Brondo stuff.
The Brondo's got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
So wait a minute. What you're saying is that you want us to put water on the crops?
Yes.
Water. Like out the toilet?
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be out of the toilet, but yeah, that's the idea.
But Brondo's got what plants crave.
It's got electrolytes.
Okay, look, the plants aren't growing, so I'm pretty sure that the Brondo's not working. Now, I'm no botanist, but I do know that if you put water on plants, they grow.
Well, I've never seen no plants grow out of no toilet.
Hey, that's good. You sure you ain't the smartest guy in the world?
Yeah.
Okay, look, you want to solve this problem, I want to get my pardon, so why don't we just try it, okay? And not worry about what plants crave.
Brondo's got what plants crave.
Yeah, it's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they use to make Brondo. Yeah, but why do they use them to make Brondo?
Because Brondo's got electrolytes.
Second hour Hippo Juice. Number to call it is 954-573-2780. Thank you for joining us 2 days before Christmas here on Hippo Juice.
Christmas got what plants crave.
Yeah. I do apologize about Pastor Royce getting in earlier. That's my fault. It's close to Christmas. He was going to get in.
You know, I really feel like that he's like falling a wrong direction.
Mm-hmm. Or one direction.
is that, ooh, don't you mention my boys. You don't know you, baby, you light up my world
like nobody else. Speaking of One Direction, did you see Nick Jonas has huge nipples?
No, those aren't real. I thought that was fake.
That was fake? Yeah. Okay. Because that was weird. That was really weird. I'm glad that you told me that was fake. Because holy shit, that was disturbing. All right, cool. We can move on from that.
Right. what do you want to go to next?
I want to do the whatever happened to the 15 people the internet hated most in 2015.
Okay.
Because I love lists.
Yeah. And then after that, I have the best news bloopers of the year.
Ooh, I love it. All right. I'm going to skip all the preamble that this thing has and go to number 15, Ellen Powell, the former interim CEO of Reddit, the front page of the internet. Mm-hmm. The offense: close 3 subreddits or forums for violating the site's anti-harassment policies, a move that Reddit has taken only rarely in the past. While Powell was not solely responsible for shutting the subreddits, and while many users agreed with the decision, thousands of others began demonizing Powell as a dictator and demanding her resignation. One petition to remove her as CEO racked up more than 200,000 signatures. Where is she now? She did indeed resign from Reddit early in July, though since then it became increasingly clear that she shouldn't have had to. Most mainstream commentators and Redditors now agree that the anti-harassment rules were good. In fact, Reddit has taken them further since Steve Hoffman became CEO. Joel, I think we lost Joel. Hold on. Let me call him back because I just saw that he dropped. Joel, you all right, buddy?
It just keeps dropping. I don't know what's going on.
Skype's being a dick.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right. So she resigned, but she shouldn't have. The moral of the story is the internet is fickle.
So wait, I missed part of that, obviously. What did she do?
She shut down 3 subreddit channels that were violating a anti-harassment policy, which, to be fair, Reddit has some pretty dark stuff. And so everyone demanded her resignation. So then she resigned. And then after she resigned, everyone's like, nah, she probably should have done that.
I didn't know anybody was actually moderating that site. I thought it was like 4chan, where it was just the wild west of the internet.
There are rules in Reddit, for sure. Okay. I know there are rules because when I try to post something on Reddit, they always tell me that I didn't read the rules. And I'm like, but you started the rules. I'm like, I only broke the rules because you broke the rules.
What is that from again?
South Park.
You wouldn't know. Okay. All right. Number 14 is Sam Rader. He was the villain of one half of the popular Christian vlogging duo, Sam and Nia.
Oh, those are the ones that had the fake pregnancy thing?
I'll read the offense. Posted in quick succession a viral pregnancy announcement and equally viral miscarriage video.
We talked about this.
The timing and
setup. Did they finally admit to lying?
Well, no. They'll have a where is he now. So the background was the timing and setup of the clips, as well as the fact that the couple ran ads on both of them, fueled suspicion that the pregnancy had been made up for profit. As if that weren't controversial enough, Gawker dug up Sam's Ashley Madison account late in August. Days later, he was kicked out of a vlogging conference for threatening violence, at which point the couple's channel took a long hiatus. Where are they now? Against all odds, Sam is still married, still on YouTube, and still making viral pregnancy videos. The couple announced a new pregnancy on YouTube on October 23rd. Since then, they've returned to their daily vlogging schedule, though they average far fewer daily views now than ever before.
Do you think this guy was so worried about that he actually says, listen, we have to really get pregnant?
Probably.
Yeah.
All right.
Honey, you got to let me come inside you like every day.
I'm going to need to fuck you constantly.
Exactly.
All right, so number 13 of the 15 most hated people of 2015 was Kevin and Crystal O'Connor. The villains, the father and daughter owners of Memories Pizza, a small pizzeria in the one stoplight town of Walkerton, Indiana.
Texas Ranger.
No. I don't remember this story, so I'll read the offense. Does anyone remember who they are? Okay, it says,
Walker told me I have AIDS.
Appeared on ABC 57, a local TV station, and proclaimed their support for a so-called religious freedom restoration bill. The pair said that Memories Pizza was a Christian establishment and would thus refuse to cater a gay wedding if asked to.
Oh, I remember this.
The comments, which went nationally viral, were taken as symbols of intolerance and discrimination.
Hey, Christians, the moment that traditional marriage ended was the moment that we were able to stop, like in the Bible, trading in two goats for a wife.
Right.
That's what traditionally the marriage is in the Bible. So why don't you get off your fucking high burro and fucking relax?
Little do you know, my dad has two goats for you.
I don't want them.
Where are they now?
We can take you back. I'll take the goats.
Oh. Okay, where are they now? As infamous as the O'Connors became in liberal circles, they were quickly crowned heroes by many in the conservative movement. A crowdfunding campaign for the restaurant raised more than $840,000 in 48 hours.
Over $750,000?
Which the O'Connors said they would use in part to make improvements to the restaurant. While Memory's Pizza is still...
In part.
Pastor Royce needs to say something outlandish. He could use some money.
While Memory's Pizza still suffers from bad Yelp reviews, it reopened to crowds on April 9th.
You know what makes bad Yelp reviews easy to handle? $840,000.
Yeah, I'm starting to think maybe I should stop serving the gays to get my $840,000 from Christians. Sorry,
guys. That's the one thing you say about conservatives. I don't agree with all this bullshit, that this whole fucking intolerance stuff, but they tend to have more money than liberals do, and they give it out freely until they believe you're on their side.
Right. By the way, speaking of that, I mean, I know we're in the middle of a list, but did you guys see like the new way that liberal Christians are doing the whole gay thing now?
No.
The way that like the new Pope is doing it, like, because you know how he kind of came out and said that, like, look, we need to stop fucking, you know, focusing on whether or not gays or what. The new like liberal Christian viewpoint is, yeah, you're born gay. You're gay. But you have, that's a new obstacle that God is throwing your way. Kind of like being an alcoholic.
That you have to overcome.
You're gay. You can be a gay Christian just as long as you don't act on your impulses.
Right.
So
you know what I mean?
They're treating it like a disability, like if you were born with cerebral palsy.
Right. Because the old school way of thinking is like, you know, you're not, you know, born gay. You're created gay because of sin and, you know, like the whole Westboro Baptist model. But the new liberal way of doing it is, yeah, you're born gay. This is a thing. This is just something that you have to overcome.
Maybe they just
that God is putting your way.
Maybe they couldn't deny the catchiness of the Lady Gaga song. I was born this way.
Born this way. Exactly.
And they're like, oh, maybe the Gaga is right. What? Why are you shaking your head, Royce?
Just go to the next one.
He's shaking his head at me. Number 12, Josh, air quote, the fat Jew, air quote, Ostrovsky.
This guy's a piece of shit.
He's a POS?
Yeah, read it.
All right. The villain, The villain, a 33-year-old Instagram comic, author, and self-proclaimed Z-list celebrity. The offense, plagiarized jokes from a number of other writers and comedians, most of them significantly less well-known than he is. While the accusations of joke stealing had circulated since 2014, they came to a head in August when Ostrovsky signed to the Creative Artist Agency. Outraged comedians took to Twitter and Facebook en masse, encouraging fans to drop him and calling him a thief.
Hold on a second. So I actually kind of want to... So he basically would just write jokes on Twitter and Instagram or whatever.
Correct.
It was all stolen material.
It was all stolen.
Based off of that, he got signed to an actual writing deal.
Right. Now, keep in mind, this isn't like him sharing a meme, because everyone does that. No, he would literally look at somebody else's joke, type it in his own, like he came up with it and give no credit.
And he started getting like, you know, followers because of that. And he's just an uncreative. That's joke thieves are... As far as entertainment goes, there's no room for any of that stuff, dude.
Nope.
I hate them more than anybody.
Where is he now? He remains a fixture on Instagram and Twitter, where he has a combined 7.5 million followers. He's apologized for plagiarizing and promised to credit recycled jokes going forward.
Because he got caught.
In November, he released an autobiography, Money, Pizza, Respect, which does not appear to have sold terribly well, but he's still got a side hustle in the wine business and a plus size modeling contract. Because he's fat.
He's a plus size model?
I guess so.
There's plus size male models?
Male models.
Oh, there is.
Oh, wow.
But what about male models?
I just said that.
You just said that.
But what male models? All right, number.
Can't wait for dinner too.
Number 11 is Sam Pepper. Name ring a bell?
Yeah, Dutch's dog.
Yes.
Oh no, Sam Pepper.
Pepper, come.
Oh, Pepper, no Pepper.
Pepper, come.
Oh, she's
oh wait,
so
she
cute.
Does. Kelsey's in the house. She never listens to me when Kelsey's around.
Oh. Right.
When she's not around, she always listens to me.
Mama's around, and then Dad is. Pepper, yeah. Come. No, she coming?
Nope.
All right. Anyway, Sam Pepper
is.
Oh, hi, Pepper.
Oh, hi, Pepper.
He's a little Pepper.
He's a Pepper. He's adorable.
Look at
little Pepper.
She's so fluffy.
Oh, look at your mustache, Pepper.
She's floofy. Have you seen that floofy is now a word? When
no.
You're so fluffy, you're floofy.
You're a
speaking of which, I'm so sick of Gabriel and Greg Glacius, but go ahead.
Okay.
Oh,
anywho.
God. Dutch,
enough with him.
We're going to talk about that after this list. Thank okay. you. We and you are in the same. Trust me, I think I know exactly what you're saying. Go ahead.
All right.
No
number 11 was.
Heavy motherfucker.
Number 11 was Sam Pepper. He
ain't
was a,
fat.
Shut
Pepper.
Up.
Yeah.
Hey, Pepper.
That's so distracting.
Can you put little rollers in Pepper's head? That would be so adorable.
Oh, my goodness.
I think I have some.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know who Sam Pepper is. He's a British.
Oh, Pepper.
No.
Oh, he's a little
he's
Pepper.
So
he's a little Pepper.
He was a former contestant on the reality show Big Brother. I'm going to skip because I have no idea who
okay,
he is.
Okay, next.
10, Belle Gibson, the 24-year-old Australian blogger and entrepreneur behind the Whole Pantry app. Don't know who that is. Do you guys know who that is?
No.
All right, skipping no. ahead. Number 9, Josh Duggar.
Oh, yes.
The eldest son of the Duggar clan, infamous for TLC's 19 Kids and Counting, and the executive director
and also
of,
the song Waterfalls
of FRC Action, a conservative PAC. The offense, molested 5 underage girls, including 4 of his sisters when he was 14 and 15,
funny.
Roughly a decade ago. The abuse came out in May after In Touch acquired a series of police reports
I'm sorry. What was he accused of?
He was accused of molesting 5 underage girls, and the article came out
of
in a
what,
magazine
what
called
magazine?
In Touch.
In Touch?
In
okay.
Touch.
Just, okay. All right. Sorry, but that was, come on.
I could see like your brain like,
what?
What was it called?
Come on.
Come on.
At least it wasn't Bad Touch magazine.
Hey.
Oh, Pepper.
Oh, hi, Pepper.
He's your Pepper.
Oh, you little Pepper. All right. So where is he now? Duggar resigned his position at FRC Action in May and entered a long-term treatment center late in August, according to the Duggar family. At the time,
what treatments? The only treatment center for kid touchers should be a wood chipper.
I don't know. At the time, he apologized for being the biggest hypocrite ever and said
he also had an Ashley Madison account.
Yes, he did.
He said he was ashamed of the double life he had been living. In a recent interview with TLC, his wife Anna said the couple was not planning to divorce. She is caring for 4 young children while the Duggar completes his treatment.
Treatment.
What treatment? What's the treatment?
Electroshock therapy?
Who's next?
I don't know. Okay, number 8. Julia Cordray.
Julia? Your Dude, name's going to be Julia Gulia?
No, Julia Cordray?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is. A Calgary-based HR executive and tech entrepreneur.
Next.
Boring. Number 7. William Leonard Dotson. The 41-year-old South Carolina man taped... the mouth of his 15-year-old pit bull mix for 2 days.
Oh, what a piece of shit. Yeah, I know who this is. What a piece of shit this guy
was. Why did he do that?
Because he's a dick.
Causing serious damage to her lips and tongue that required plastic surgery to repair. The heartbreaking images of the dog named Caitlin sparked national outrage after the Charleston Animal Society posted them to Facebook. A petition demanding legal consequences for Dotson earned more than 440,000 signatures. Where is he now? As of November, Dotson was in jail awaiting trial on charges of animal cruelty. He had previously waived his right to a preliminary hearing. Caitlin, meanwhile, has recovered after several surgeries and has since been adopted. Her story has helped the Charleston Animal Society raise thousands in donations.
Buck Doc Wheatley from Jurassic Park. Dotson, we got Dotson here. See, nobody cares.
Number 6, Doug and Carla Alcorn, the Ohio parents of Leela Alcorn, a 17-year-old transgender girl who committed suicide on December 28, 2014.
What did they do? I want to hear this one.
The offense. They repeatedly refused to accept their daughter's identity in the weeks before and after her death, leading thousands of onlookers to blame them for it. Alcorn's suicide became an international media phenomenon after her suicide note went viral on Tumblr.
Now, it shows you that I still actually know
what's
more.
What's the note?
I know more about Caitlyn Jenner than this.
Yeah.
Wait, what was the name of the... I'll see if I can't find the note.
All right. It went viral on Tumblr. She described her growing sense of isolation and alienation as...
What was her name so I can find it?
Oh, my God. It was...
Stan from that Eminem song.
Leela, L-E-E-L-A-H, Alcorn, A-L-C-O-R-N. Leela Alcorn. In it, she described her growing sense of isolation and alienation as her socially conservative Christian parents tried to convince her that she would never truly be a girl. Despite the note, Alcorn's mother, Carla, referred to her daughter as my sweet son, Joshua Ryan, in a Facebook post announcing her death and later told CNN that we don't support that religiously. Both parents were subsequently doxxed by online vigilantes and several popular petitions called for them to be legally prosecuted.
You can't legally prosecute them. They didn't do it. That's not, I mean, I understand and they're pieces of shit and they're garbage, but they didn't break any laws.
Yeah. Where are they now? The Alcorns, their two dogs, and their three remaining children still living in Kings Mill, Ohio. Blah, blah, blah. Love their son. Still calling him a son. Number five, Chuck Johnson, the litigious, inflammatory 26-year-old blogger behind gotnews.com. Ring a bell?
No. What did he do?
Tweeted a link to a fundraiser to take out DeRay McKesson, the prominent Black Lives Matter activist.
Take him out, like kill him?
The apparent threat got Johnson suspended from Twitter, and gotnews.com was briefly downed by hackers. Previously, Johnson, a gleeful troll on Twitter and off it, doxxed two New York Times reporters, incorrectly claimed that Newark Mayor Cory Booker didn't live in Newark, and blame homosexuality for the 2015 Amtrak derailment.
Oh, that makes sense.
In October, he also released controversial...
Unless you're Bruce Willis, then you're unbreakable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In October, he also released controversial secret recordings of Planned Parenthood executives in violation of a federal court order. Johnson has
he was the one who put that out.
He has since...
Them talking about selling the body parts?
Yeah.
Right.
I didn't know that was him. Okay.
Johnson has since been served a deposition by the National Abortion Federation over the incident, which he's fighting.
Wow, the National Abortion Federation sounds scarier than the Galactic Empire.
I was going to say, like, you think they may want to, soften the name up a little
bit. Yeah, the National Abortion... Fuck,
we'll kill your babies!
Jesus, calm down!
We're the United Killing Babies that you don't want while they're pregnant.
We'll suck your fetuses right out of your uterus.
Jesus Christ, man.
Come on.
So that's that guy. Where he is now... Johnson is still publishing regularly on gotnews.com amidst his legal fight with Planned Parenthood and the NAF. Johnson himself has not returned to Twitter, though he maintains an active presence on Facebook.
Ooh, can I guess the number one? I know we're like only halfway through, but just tell me if I'm right.
We're at number four.
All right, number four?
We're at number four.
Okay, but can I guess number one?
Yeah, guess number one.
Okay.
Is it the guy that raised the price on AIDS treatment pills by 200%?
Correct.
Okay.
He's number one?
Yeah.
Guess what? You want to finish the list? Because I have a story about him. I was going to bounce off of that one to this one, to this next one.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin
it.
But yeah,
let me just read.
Go through the
I'll read
top
four. So number four was Kim Davis, the county clerk in Roanoke County.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
what's she doing now? Looking like the fucking Hamburglar?
Davis's legal saga still hasn't ended. She repeatedly appealed a lower court's decision forcing her office.
She really does look like if the Hamburglar and Grimace had a baby, right?
So she's appealing her legal drama. Mm-hmm. Number three is Rachel Dolezal.
Oh, Dolezal. That fucking white wannabe black chick, yeah.
The former president of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP.
I hate her.
Where is she now? In Compton?
Well, she said she lost most of her friends.
Well, duh.
As well as her positions at the NAACP and Eastern Washington University. Shortly after her story broke, she remained in Spokane with her son, Franklin.
Spokane.
Dolezal told The Guardian that she's been unable to get a job, but has been doing braids and weaves out of her home.
Wow. I guess she really is black. Unable to get a job, braids and weaves. I guess,
Jesus
Christ. Get her back in there.
Number two is Walter Palmer, the dentist in suburban Minnesota and recreational
big game
hunter. Correctamundo. Where is he now? Zimbabwean officials chose not to prosecute Palmer for illegal hunting. And in September.
Yeah, it's Zimbabwe.
And in September, he returned to his dental practice. though I guess things have not been smooth sailing because state officials investigating Palmer for herding deer on his hunting land, and a group of persistent critics have managed to keep his Yelp rating to a mere one star.
Herding deer?
I guess instead of just like hunting
like, is he giving
rain,
them noogies and punching them?
He's like, probably like leaving little deer treats onto his plot of land. So
herding,
he can hunt,
herding.
Hurt, yeah.
Not hurt, herd.
Oh, herd. Herding, oh.
Like, come here, deer. I'm going to shoot you. Yeah.
And the number one?
Number one, Martin Shkreli, or how you say
well,
his
I'll tell
name.
Well, I'll take over. I'll tell you where he's in now. He's the guy that raised the price of the AIDS and cancer medication by 1,000%. He was arrested.
1,000%.
He was arrested for fraud recently.
Yes,
for something
good.
For something unrelated. But net guess this out on Gawker. This came out yesterday. Martin Shkreli, I was only pretending to be horrible. He said it was a social experiment he was doing. In his first interview since bailing himself out, let's read it. In his first interview since, and also he bought that Wu-Tang album for $4 million and only made one of it. In the first interview since bailing, it's true, he did. In the first interview since bailing himself out on federal fraud charges, pharmaceutical warlord Martin Shkreli told the Wall Street Journal that he was only a big dumb butthead on the internet as a grand social experiment, which given the outcome seems it ended up like a very bad experiment. This is what he said. What do you do when you have attention of millions of people? It seemed to me like it would be fun to experiment with it, he said. He said he was arrested because of a social experiment and teasing people over the internet, adding, that seems like a real injustice. Quite frankly, it was not something I expected, and I definitely not something I deserve, given the facts, he said.
Wait, he got I'm sorry, go ahead, keep reading.
He got arrested for fraud charges for something else he had done. Martin Shkreli saying that he arrested not because he committed a number of extreme financial crimes, but because he was instead a highly visible, punchable schmuck might sound like a denial of the strongest degree, but in the sense he may not be that wrong. Shkreli reported known that he has been under federal investigation for much of 2015, dating back long before he became a concern of the people like us. But in a reading of the indictment against him, Bloomberg's Matt Levine argues that Shkreli caught the law's attention because he couldn't help but be Shkreli as a motherfucker. Still, I can't shake my sense of amazement that Shkreli seems to have gambled on redemption and won. If you believe the allegations in today's indictment, he lost or stole all of his investors' money, then lied to them and strung them along, ponzied it up by raising new money to keep them happy, then finally found an investment that allowed him to pay off his earlier investors. With profits all around, he wasn't caught because his scheme, like most such schemes, eventually crashed under its own weight. His scheme worked. He was caught, as far as I can tell, for being abrasive about everything. How could shareholders not complain? How could prosecutors not go after him? Still, it's quite an accomplishment. If he's a securities fraudster, he should be an inspiration to security fraudsters everywhere. Later on in the interview with the Wall Street Journal, Shkreli came to indicated that some sort of regret over his chosen internet persona. Most people don't know the real Martin, he said. I think it would make sense to show them. So he's saying it was this whole big thing. No bullshit, first off.
He thought he could do it, and then when the internet got a hold of it, he was like, well, I have no reason to I'm just going to double down on it. And it was just the wrong move. And now he's like, fuck, how do I backpedal from this?
The worst backing out excuse I've ever heard on the planet was I was doing it as a social experiment.
Such bullshit.
That is the worst excuse.
Pete Townsend.
That is equivalent to my dog ate my homework.
Yeah.
What I am going to pull up now is something fun. It's the...
I like fun.
The top news bloopers of 2015.
Oh, I love this shit.
News bloopers. You got
Tyler, just 24 hours ago...
Now, this is the visual.
I remember
while
this
he's
one.
Saying it, this other guy's running out of the place and telling him, hey, there's the guy.
This bank in North...
That guy right there.
What?
That's the robber.
This is live TV, folks. That's the robber. Just went by.
Why don't they turn?
Pause. Why didn't the cameraman turn and be like, oh, my God, that's the guy who just robbed this bank that we're reporting on?
According to the bank employee. So I got to go here and call 911. I'll talk to you later.
Volcano eruption is creating a huge ash cloud in southern Chile.
I regularly speak to clients about illness and pass the knowledge on to other clients as well.
Okay, let's go for the wall. There we go. I'm gonna let you guys go.
No. Get up.
There's a monkey on it.
Growth of 2.3% in the second quarter was still pretty tepid, wasn't it? Fuck.
So did you swallow? Did you?
Or did you just spit it out?
I swallowed the worm. And
well
it was
done.
Very
what? Los Algodones.
Wait, what happened?
Looking at a 45-minute delay. Give yourself some extra time as you're headed out this morning. What the fuck is happening?
I'll grow a beard.
Yeah.
This is in my jeans.
What? In your jeans? What? Candidate named D's Nuts.
Oh, no.
Really? A candidate registered as an independent from Iowa has the legal name of D's Nuts.
Oh, no. Almost. North Carolina rules.
Can we explain that one for a second?
D's Nuts is the name of this guy that was running for president. He got 9% because a bunch of jokesters decided.
In the North Carolina poll, Trump got 40, Clinton got 38, D's Nuts got 9.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
That is my favorite thing ever, is the D's Nuts thing that's been going on.
1 in 10 voters in North Carolina say they prefer D's Nuts.
And I love the news for reporting on this too.
I can't take this,
dude.
Vote
that's
for D-
the new
they
thing
don't
that's
even
been
have
happening with local news reporting. The less the ratings, the less they give a fuck.
Oh my god, they don't even have a stock photo. It's Trump then Hillary then a blank thing that just
says D's Nuts.
He's nuts.
9%
or not.
What was your commentary as this as the president's speech unfolded?
Look, Mr. President, we're not afraid. We're angry. We're pissed off. We're furious.
Yes.
We want you to react. We want you to do something. You're afraid. I mean, this guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning.
Woo!
Ooh, did you just call Obama a pussy?
Yeah.
What is Obama going to do about that?
Probably nothing.
Oh.
Because he's a pussy.
Yeah.
Oh, snap, dog. You gonna let him talk to you like that?
He came through the keyhole in my house. We immediately...
We must be very small.
We immediately locked up Lawn, my wife's knicker drawer. I thought, he's not going in there.
No. He's never coming in my keyhole, let me just say that.
The French was
British humor. I don't know what that meant.
That meant... She basically said, he's not fucking me and coming in my vagina.
Oh,
he's never coming in my keyhole, let me just say that.
The French, for instance, love the cock. We don't. All right, let's just start that again. They do not have.
So apparently he has a method. I was talking about this weekend where he dips the hot dog in water to dissolve the bread a bit.
You have to wonder if there is a similar event for low carb eaters. So there's no bun. You're just
downing hot dogs,
eating the wieners left and right, just alone.
Look at the hand motion he's making.
He's doing.
He's don't doing do that. Thing. Don't do that. That's just so animated GIF already.
Our equipment guys do a great job of
Tom Brady
breaking the balls in. They also know that how I like the balls. I don't want anyone touching the balls after that. I don't want anyone rubbing them. I don't think anybody knew there was an issue with the balls. You know, really, till Monday morning, I had no idea what happened with the balls. I'm not squeezing the balls. I think there's a lot of variables with, obviously, Mother Nature. And
he has a shit-eating grin.
Some guys like them round, and some guys like them thin. Some guys like them tacky.
Serious.
Some guys like them brand new. Some guys like old balls. I mean, they're all different.
Rice University said
he's doing that.
He's on purpose.
He's totally doing that on purpose.
As after some initial concerns,
it's super safe.
They'll let David keep his balls.
Oh!
I am slightly concerned by the story we just put on television. Like, I'm mad.
These are the newscasters I like, though.
Yeah.
Like, the ones that actually
they
laugh about it.
Don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like,
President Hendrick, do you feel that if Russia is not halted in its ambitions towards Ukraine, that your country could be next?
Get my name right.
He doesn't know he's on the air.
Happy Turkey Day to everybody out there. What's left of it, anyways, the majority of people over here at the Westfield Mall actually working off all those calories that they consumed having turkey.
Fucker right in the pussy.
Oh.
A fucker right in the pussy.
You gotta love the fucker right in the pussy ones.
That's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy.
What? You paused too soon.
Whoa!
On the air had a comeback.
Let's go. Okay,
you do want, that again.
I got to hear again. That one again, if that's okay.
Happy Turkey Day to everybody out there. What's left of it, anyways? The majority of people over here at the Westfield Mall actually working off all those calories that they consumed having turkey.
Pumpkin right in the pussy.
Oh, that's exactly what I did to your mother, buddy. Real classy, real classy. Why don't we just go to the story?
Common problem for libraries: people taking their magazines.
Oh, yeah, in Tennessee, one particular magazine is a hot item. Take a look.
Hold on. I'm Dutch. Can you see the video? I'm not trying to.
Oh, I'm watching it.
I'm focused about the wrong thing here, but look how white this guy's hands
Dude,
are.
Dude, he's got vitiligo all over his hands.
Yeah.
Wow. And he's just holding his knee awkwardly.
Yeah.
No, it's not a men's magazine. It's what? Crotchet World?
Crochet World.
Crotchet World? It's so foreign to me, I can't even say the word.
It's what so is coveted.
That? What is that? I don't even know what that word means. Crochet, what is that?
You know, like knitting.
We're going to wrap up our As Seen on TV series with the
Spaghetti, I believe. Like spaghetti.
Careful.
Brought in the claims.
They're losing it.
Dude, what I'm noticing?
What?
Is the older white guy and middle-aged black woman combo rules on
TV.
Oh,
yeah. Have you noticed?
Having them as anchors is a good combo.
Middle-aged black women have the best reactions on the planet. I was talking about it last night on Dutch and Royce when I was having my experience trying to go down the ice slide exhibit and the three black ladies laughing their asses off at the one in front of them. But you have to have an old crotchety black guy to not deal with all the bullshit that he's been given. So he has to all be like, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. Walk away. And then the other one's like, oh my God. That's the winning combo.
Squash. You'll definitely want to tune in for that. All right, as we head off to the break.
Happy Thursday, folks.
Yeah, happy Thursday if you're not up now. Bitter cold temperatures moving into the area. We're going to talk more about that.
I almost failed. Horrible.
Here is Jack. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning. I'm Jack Strickland. I just want to make it clear, first of all, I'm calling from Bel Air, California, but I am originally from Philadelphia, specifically West Philadelphia. But anyway, I was actually discussing this issue with a friend of mine recently while I was in Philly. It occurred on the basketball court. At some point during the conversation, a couple of guys who were up to no good essentially started causing trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight, and my mom got scared and said, you're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel Air.
This low-lying...
Towards the end, he couldn't believe he was still on the air.
Like, he stopped trying to fill in other stuff to throw them off, and he just started doing the exact quote. That was awesome.
Look ahead at this first test.
Oh!
Oh,
Imovinska krvna slika kako hrvatske građane.
His chair started sinking.
That's always funny.
Tako hrvatske poduzeća, ne? Ovoga, tako da...
shorter.
They didn't fix it. They just moved the camera down.
Hold on.
So he goes on to say that he... Apologies, I've lost it.
Listen to that.
He dropped his mic in the tube.
What ticks me off about this cup, Adam, is there's nothing in it. Oh, geez, there was something in it.
What an asshole.
Okay, there was something in it.
It's funny because this is an empty bottle. Oh, not entirely.
Conditions were so treacherous in Christchurch this morning that even those taking to the streets were finding it slippery.
I'm Stu Mills in Carlton Place with a story about a one-eyed...
Oh, the horse is not having it.
Hey,
he just fell off the horse.
Let's have a look at your morning commute. And we've got a couple of issues on the go this morning as we take... Okay, this is my phone, not my clicker. Okay, sorry. That just happened.
We did it, man.
What was that?
I am never going back in the water.
due to the clowns driving through downtown Toronto with a few other clowns when he noticed a man acting strangely. Doo-Doo the Clown saw the man running.
His name is Doo-Doo the Clown?
Toward two women, so he yelled out a warning. The women jumped in the clown car. And then seconds later, the man attacked the car, ripped off the side mirrors. Those women were safe, and it's all thanks to Doo-Doo. Doo-Doo the Clown says that he's glad that he was there to help. He knows it could have been a really bad situation.
I know somebody that looks just like him.
Oh, God. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why are they laughing? It was a Neanderthal picture that they had, and the black guy said, I know someone that looks just like that.
There's talk about
it. Yes, you do. I'm sorry. I know that, like, for anybody who's listening to the podcast, you're not getting the full, you know, what we're watching. So where can they find the video? It's on Vimeo, right?
Or Vimeo? It's on YouTube. Just search for Best News Bloopers 2015.
No.
Us watching video.
It'll be on Vimeo, yeah.
Our video, dummy.
It'll be on Vimeo, yeah.
If you want to hear us talking about this and actually have the visual, I mean, Vimeo, just type in Hippo Juice.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Terrell.
Just gonna start creating a new weather term this morning.
It's
nippy. It is nippy out.
Not nipply.
That's not a blooper. She was quoting Chevy Chase's Christmas story.
Right.
Christmas vacation.
We're gonna add up to our range. Hey Reva, how's it going, girl? Hey.
They're the wrong camera.
On the weather,
they overlayered the second shot rather than the.
They overlayered the actual news anchor, like fixing your shoes instead of the weather map.
She looks so tiny. Compared
also,
to-
if you have a telescope, Uranus is visible too, just near the. Did I say that near the horizon? I'm gonna stick with weather.
Okay.
Just keep playing, buddy.
It looks like that circulation, that tornado, is between Morris and Seneca. And is it raining heavily around you now?
Yeah, and the wind's blowing really heavily, like it's a blast from Howard Stern's asshole.
Oh. Had to have one of those, didn't you?
You got a Howard Stern.
Okay, but how hot is this weather girl?
She's the hottest weather girl on the planet.
That's basically what they do in Hispanic countries.
Right. Okay, who's this other? Wow.
Dude, the local news in Hispanic countries and in Europe, they got it right. They're like, fuck anybody who has professionalism.
Right.
Let's get the hottest people ever on TV.
Indian thing. She started hitting the guy. Started punching him. Oh, she's hitting a bat! Fight, fight.
What did you think about today?
Oh my god, the last 2 days were fucking. The last 2 games were amazing.
Yeah, right. So you can see everyone's having a really good time here tonight.
Do you know how this fire started?
Yes, I do. It was because of my cousin. And I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin?
Yes.
And you said you think your cousin started this. Do you know how or why?
He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband. And it's a long story. Just make it short. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to pause here real quick.
Oh my god!
Where was that?
I don't.
Where?
I don't know. I don't know.
Did it say a location? Did I?
It did actually.
I wasn't paying attention because I was waiting for her to say something. Levittsburg.
Levittsburg.
Well, I don't know.
I don't want to mention no names.
Your cousin.
Yes.
And you said
WKBWK.
You think your cousin started this? Do you know how or why?
Might be Ohio.
WKBN. Look, where's W?
Says Ohio.
Ohio.
Okay. He's mad because he can't get with me. I'm married to my husband, And it's a long story. Just make it short. Yeah.
I had to park my car because I couldn't go nowhere.
I just Googled Leavittsburg to see where it was. The first article is the New York Daily News. Ohio woman who rejected cousin as a lover is evicted of arson is the number one article for Leavittsburg.
It's just, let's see, southeast of Cleveland.
Because I've seen the tree limbs and stuff like flying everywhere. Tree limbs, you know what I'm saying? Like from the trees.
Tree limbs from the trees, who knew? All right, on to other stories.
This guy's losing it. He's losing it.
This afternoon's leopard storm, there was a report of a tornado touching down her Imperial County.
He can't.
Oh, man, it all went down, man. I stayed
right. Oh, we talked about this guy.
Right next door, man, from the thing that happened, man, the barbecue, man. I was barbecuing, man. I seen some fire just come out the window, man. The window busted out, man. Only thing I think first, man, make sure them ribs is right. And I ran in and got my family, man. Brung everybody out safely, man. I carry everybody out myself, man. You know what I mean? Keep this PG, everybody myself, man. I did that. Feel me? Did I get any injuries?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I ain't get no injuries and stuff except for all the smoke in my lungs and stuff. I already had smoke in my lungs, so I'm all right.
So I'm out here with Jocelyn Whitehead, who is a family friend of the male victim who was shot earlier today. And Jocelyn, what did he say?
He was like, now all I heard was saying, help me, help me. I got to pee.
Oh, that's what he said?
I got to pee.
Oh.
I'm peeing on myself.
Do you know where he was shot at on his body?
I think in his head right there.
So he was shot on the arm and his leg, or arm and his stomach?
I just peed on myself. Oh.
The girl just peed herself on camera.
Oh my God. Aww.
She wasn't saying that's what the guy said. She needed to pee.
Aww. Oh, that's okay. Don't worry.
There's a gas station right there. Why don't you just go pee real quick and then come back?
Afterwards, can you describe to people
why
who don't know
him? Still asking questions.
I don't know.
His name was Michael, you said?
I think his name was Mike.
See it.
Okay, we'll be right back.
Get out of here.
I love the quick ones.
Exatamente agora que o garoto.
Oh, that guy got kicked.
We have about 200 kids that will run a mile this morning as well. That is so
good. Os buracos foram tapados com barro. Os veículos passam em alta velocidade.
Dude, oh, this fucking guy.
NFL insider John Clayton with the insight and the latest for us on SportsCenter.
To push him out of business, and she doesn't think that he can operate fairly.
Good morning, John and Randy. I can tell you that I just learned that about...
They're live, and this cop was walking up to him and just froze behind the newsman.
Oh, no.
35 people from the assisted living facility have been transported to Mercy Jefferson Hospital.
Well, we were pretty much evacuating the building. We were waiting for the children to finish evacuating.
Watch yourself. Watch yourself.
Heads up, heads up, heads up, heads up, heads up, heads up.
A sewer main exploded into the air. Jesus.
Do not want to be out here joyriding. VDOT is asking folks to stay off the roads and that.
There's people behind her with shirts off.
I love this shirtless dude.
Helps them move along quicker here. But if you can take a look at the road here, obviously the buffoonery has returned. But
it's not. But I love when the news anchors get mad. Fuck you! It's a live camera. Like you don't earn any respect.
That's what you get for having a live shot.
You don't earn any respect.
That's why I think fuck right in the pussy is the greatest thing ever invented.
Yeah, Marnie, we were right in the middle of it when that violence occurred.
Okay, this guy behind him is mimicking whatever
There's
the other
SWAT police behind him,
and the guy behind him is mocking and mimicking whatever he's saying.
Earlier, one of the Seattle police officers came down.
The producer's pushing him away.
Out on his bike, we got a guy here dancing around. This is pretty similar to what we've seen tonight, but I would prefer dancing rather than some of the violence and some of the other property damage that we've seen tonight. Seattle police have them hemmed in.
He keeps dancing. This guy rules.
Sir, let me tell your story. Seattle police have them hemmed in here and are allowing them to express their message.
And the best part is he's not even talking. Like, he's just dancing.
As long as they stay in this area. Just over my shoulder here and just past my friend there is where they had the fire last year in the middle of the intersection that shut down the traffic. Tonight, they're not letting anybody downtown as far as protesters are concerned.
Cannot repeat the advice.
Oh, this is great.
The guardian.
Watch this. Okay. Let me explain this one. She's talking during a really, really bad weather storm, and what you're about to hear is the stop sign hitting her, okay?
No.
Because there are people not watching. Ready?
Don't make unnecessary journeys. Don't take risks on treacherous roads. And don't swim Incredibly, people have been spotted in the water here in Blackrock and Salt Hill both today and yesterday. Galway City Council say their actions are idiotic. Not only are they putting their lives in danger, but it is unacceptable and unforgivable to put the lives of people in the rescue services at danger as well.
No, it's going to happen. Watch. You'll see. She can't.
Call me on Twitter.
What happened to the stop sign one? That was. I've seen the video where it's at the end of it.
I was going to say, there was no
stop sign. I've seen it. She gets hit with a stop sign.
Bad cut, I guess.
This is them talking during, weather reporters talking during storms.
Couple of minutes, it's really picked up. I think that's an understatement. It's raining quite a lot in Foxborough. Before it was raining this heavily, we managed to talk to a couple of fans.
He can't hold the umbrella. He can't hold the umbrella.
What was going on?
The proper way to sled down a hill more muddy than snowy.
Oh, she's gonna
fall. They say no matter what, just have fun. Use your hands and make sure you steer.
Oh God! Holy shit! Right into a rock.
That was a snow boulder. Why was there a snow boulder at the bottom? Oh, that was fun. The news is silly.
I actually have one that I filmed on my phone and I never posted. I just posted on my Twitter. I don't know how long it's going to take to upload. I could possibly play it off my phone and just hold it to the camera if you want. Or just go to my Twitter feed, twitter.com/Joel Dutch. Just the most recent one. I just posted. I didn't put anything on it.
Okay.
But it's exactly what you're talking about. It was a thing I was watching on ESPN. And they were like doing this like cutaway and like going back to the analyst in the studio. And one of the producers just didn't realize the camera, kind of like that cop.
Right.
That's what made me think about it. He just kind of froze. This producer comes out live on the air and just didn't realize that he was on camera. But is it up yet or no?
I'm trying to grab it.
Royce is going to do the work.
It was the last post you had?
Mm-mm. Well, hold on. Might want to refresh it. Like I said, I just sent it from my phone.
From your phone.
My phone.
I don't see it.
Oh, continue uploading. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I was trying to get it done quickly.
No, it's okay. We need to wrap up anyway, don't you, Pooh? It's about that time.
Yeah, it is about that time.
All right, well.
While we wrap up.
Joel Dutch.
While we wrap up, I want to see if everyone can spot the panda, because the internet's going crazy with trying to spot the panda in this artist rendition of a bunch of snowmen. I found the panda.
Spot the panda?
Uh-huh. The internet is getting really upset because it's a lot harder to find that panda than some people thought. I found it within 2 minutes.
I did not see you posted. Can you tweet that out later so people can...
I will do no such thing.
Yeah, here's a picture, Dutch. See if you can spot the panda. I cannot.
Looking at it.
I cannot. I've been looking for it. I cannot.
I will give you a hint. It's in the middle somewhere. I will give you another
hint.
I'm
trying to do like my cross-eyed 3D view thing right now.
The trick is to look for a nose difference.
Hey, give me homework. I hate you.
Because all the snowmen have carrots for noses, but the panda does not have a carrot for a nose.
Thanks for listening to the three-man show tonight, you guys.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I give up. If someone finds a panda, fucking
I was
going
to say, do you want me to close it out, or do you want to keep staring
I'm closing
at that fucking
it.
Picture?
Send it on send it to me. Doc Wheatley said he found it. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Everybody have a Merry
Christmas. Cousin Joe tomorrow.
Yep. Is he having one on Christmas Eve? I don't know.
Oh, hey. Yeah, we didn't. Dude, last show of the year, next week, we're all going to be together in Branson, the whole DNR crew.
Yep.
Bots list, everything. It's going to be fun.
Yes, it is. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We are out. I don't need anyone now. When I delete you, maybe I'll stop feeling so bad. Someone else is fine. there is no fucking panda.